Maddie and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Oh, can I get an hallelujah amen from you, brother?
Well, it's Friday.
For the message I sent you half an hour ago saying get out of bed.
All right. I bloody slept in. I don't know what happened. Yeah. I do not know what happened. I tell you that.
Don't even know. Don't make a habit of it.
I spoke to Siri last night before I went to bed.
And what did she say? Before you wet the bed or went to bed?
She said to me, no, I went to bed.
Oh, right, sorry.
And I said, can you turn my alarm on for 3:30 a.m.? And she said, yep.
Sure, I can.
Turned it on, and I have no idea what happened after that. So anything could have happened.
Well, look, I was ready.
Of course you were.
I've been watching what you do with all those buttons, and I am ready. For an hour of power with Palmer. That's okay. What's going to happen one day.
You were busting a move just to get in on this side.
Oh, yeah, give me a go at it.
Well, good on you. But I tell you, I want to moot that we have an extra hour of sleep in every day because, geez, you feel fresh.
You don't look fresh.
No, I don't.
Your eyes are still hanging out of your head.
So is my hair and my clothes. I look like I just got out of the gutter.
Anyway. Or on the face would have been a good. You brushed your teeth, though.
Of course I did. Of course I did. That is mandatory when I get up, Robert. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Ed Sheeran, Rob, would be cheering because in the US court case where he was accused of ripping off Marvin Gaye's biggest hit, the court ruled Ed Sheeran did not plagiarise Marvin Gaye's Let's Get
Come
It
On. Come on, give the
let's have a look. Okay, Marvin Gaye.
That's so good.
And Ed Sheeran's. When your legs
don't work. Oh, mate, I don't think they're similar.
You know what? We listened to the other day.
Yeah.
I know. And we saw it. Oh, there's a similarity. Yeah, but I don't really, think are they the same? You know what is the same?
What?
George Harrison, My Sweet Lord.
Yeah.
This was the one that I think just everything should be based on. 1981, he was ordered to pay $587,000, George Harrison, for this song.
Okay.
My Sweet Lord. My
Sweet Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah. My Lord. He's so fine by the chiffons. Wish he were
mine. Okay.
Playing together.
Okay, here we go. He's so fine. Wish he were mine. Together, that's together, mixed. One and the same.
That
like you and me.
Oh, hang on.
Hallelujah. Yes. Ed Sheeran actually threatened to quit the music if he lost the legal battle, but he didn't. So good news, he'd
Thank
be cheering.
Thank goodness for that. Paddy and Rob Palmer,
the podcast. A couple of weeks off because of his operation on his ankle. Justin Aventano, good morning, sir.
Good morning, lads. How are we doing?
Not too bad. How is it? How's your ankle?
It's not too bad. The drugs are doing well. They're doing their job. So I'm actually running low, so I'm probably going to go back to the doctor's this afternoon. So I'll be having a really good weekend.
What did you do, mate?
Ankle reconstruction. So I broke it pretty badly 1st of December, and then nothing really reattached. I had a lot of cartilage come off.
Can I just say that whilst you had a broken ankle, you went and participated in the Jack Newton Classic, Celebrity Classic, and came first among all the professionals that were there. He beat a lot of them, one-legged.
Yeah, look, there was a little bit of luck. I think everyone at that event was also intoxicated, so there was a few reasons why I did well, but we're talking sport today.
Oh, my God,
how good is this? Magic round.
Mate, magic round. Will the all-conquering Broncos, top of the ladder, defeat your team, Manly?
Yeah, look, there's a few big inclusions for today's match. You got Payne Haas coming back for the Broncos, which I think is a massive in. He's probably the best prop in the game. And then we got Turbo's coming back as well for Manly. So two of those plays equal out both teams. And around the top of the ladder, Manly was doing well. Brisbane's still there at the top. So it's going to be a cracking game. And then we also have the Storm South game, which is going to be huge as well.
When do you realise, as the NRL, that Queensland are pulling the wool over everyone's eyes and getting an entire round at one stadium in Suncorp and it's an advantage to them?
No, I actually like this.
It's a joke.
Surely it moves around.
No, I don't mind it. So Gather Round, they do it in the AFL. I hate AFL, but Gather Round do it really well in Adelaide. And it just promotes the game. It's entertaining for the clubs. I mean, look at the Knights. They're having a great time. They're over partying in Bali. So,
mate, and Wayne Bennett's 900th.
Yeah, this is just ridiculous. So the stat just came out. It's his 900th coach game. But he's just come out and said that he's coached 6% of all NRL games ever. So I don't know how that works. Yeah. Like, he's only been coaching 30 years.
Out of 100, and then you extrapolate.
But that just seems like a lot. Out of all the coaches, he's coached 6% of all games. It's just ridiculous. So hopefully the Dolphins win. It's technically their home game, I think, at Suncorp there. So it's going to be a cracker.
Now, you were talking about AFL, new team in the comp from Hobart.
Yeah, this is huge, and I think the NRL are going to be a little bit jealous of how they've done it. So essentially they've given the Tasmanian Devils, which actually they've got to struggle with that name because Warner Brothers...
Yeah, they've got a copyright, haven't they?
They've got a copyright. So they might just be doing what the Dolphins did and just call it the Devils instead of Tasmanian Devils.
Yeah, yeah.
But they've given the AFL...
Of course, the cartoon. Explained it right.
Oh, yeah, sorry, the cartoon.
Yeah, but the Tasmanian Devil is a national...
Yeah, but Warner Brothers came...
It's a symbol.
Yeah, but remember Warner Brothers came out with that Tassie Devil that would go a bit crazy.
So what do they call that animal now in Tasmania?
They've all got to have copyrights.
Well, you can't.
I think they're extinct now anyway, aren't they? There's only one or two left.
Tasmania, they get those facial cancers on them and stuff. Yeah. Tasmanian Devils.
Yeah.
They're at the Australian Reptile Park.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you can't call them Tasmanian Devils.
No, you just got to go.
They're just the Devils.
Tasmania.
I think that's what they're going to do is just call them the Devils.
Yeah.
Right. But a new $700 million stadium in Hobart. It's great for the game. The Tasmanian AFL League have said, look, we haven't produced that much local talent of yet over the last sort of 10 years because they thought they were never going to get a team. So now they've got essentially a five-year plan to develop some juniors from 12. So when they're 18, 19, they're ready to go. And I think the NRL will be looking at this and going, if we do have to bring in another team, you know, Wayne Bennett's theory was we didn't have enough time to build a team. And I think this is a really good example of the AFL doing it properly.
You know what? They should go to the territory, put one in Darwin, an AFL team, because the talent that comes from Darwin is phenomenal when it comes to
and
AFL.
And they've got the facilities up there to do it. They've got incredible stadiums.
CIO
up there.
Stadium.
Will NRL ever get off the East Coast?
No, not anymore, I don't think.
Mate, and finally, in WWE, he was there. Daniel Vito was there for a bit.
Yeah, so this is a weird one. So for guys who don't know, Daniel Vito left the NRL. He was shocking winger for the Raiders. So he gave up early and tried to make it in the WWE. He was in the level below now for about 5 years, but he's just headlined now. He's just featured in the main WWE. So for those guys who are young kids like myself and used to watch it back in the day, for all the young kids who still watch it, look out for his name. Zion Quinn, and apparently he's pretty good. He's a bit of an entertainer, so old NRL players doing well in the WWE.
Quinny, the new Quinny. Hulk Hogan.
Thank you, mate, for coming in. Rest up, buddy. Speak to you next Friday.
Thanks so much,
Justin,
guys.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
You know this coronation, right, with the king?
Yeah, you know, coronation station.
Do you know what Australia gave him?
What did we
give him? As a present? We gave him a present.
Yeah.
Gave him a donation to Friends of the West Australian Ground Parrot.
Bloody brilliant.
$10,000.
You know what? That's a bloody good gift. And so what did the...
It's a good gift. It's $10,000 to the man that has everything.
So, but...
It'd be like me giving you like a plastic matchstick in order to, you know, conserve
But so
trees.
It's over here. He doesn't get the present. He doesn't get a parrot.
Doesn't get anything. They're going to take over a little pin and give him the pin with a note that says, you have donated $10,000 to the West Australian Ground Parrot.
But same as, you know, when these royals have kids, didn't Victoria when, was it William? William and, what's her name? Kate.
Yeah.
Had the kid. Didn't Melbourne give them a tram? I'm sure they gave them a tram.
What do you do with a tram?
I don't know. Like,
don't even have tram lines over there.
I don't know. I'm positive. And they
no,
give them,
they didn't.
They did. I'm sure of it. Absolutely positive.
As in, well, we're going to give you a tram, but we'll keep it and use it.
No,
put your name on it.
Check it out. And Buckingham Palace costs for this coronation on the weekend between $90 million and $180 million. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot
and
of money.
He had this. Charlie had this garden party. 8,000 guests were there. 8,000. How do you fit 8,000 in a garden?
That's
a lot of money.
That's a crowd.
Yeah. Did he get around his
maybe?
And Lionel Richie was there, top hat and all that sort of stuff.
If I was going to give him a gift.
Or what would you give him?
Give him one of those, what are they called, the Minecraft sword.
Oh, yeah. Because
it's not dangerous. It's like a pixelated sword.
Oh, I see them at shows. You can buy them at
shows. Yeah, Minecraft sword, just to remind him of what kings used to do.
Yeah, right.
And
but the big news is that
he could have shown it off at his party.
Yeah, or after he got coronated. So the thing is that he's put a song together. This is the first time it's been dropped. Of course, it's awesome 80, so keeping in line. And look, some people like Ed Sheeran, there's a bit of plagiarism going
listen
on here.
Listen out and tell us if you think he might be in trouble here.
Yeah, has he plagiarised someone else's song? But here it is, for the first time ever around the world, this is King Charles with his song about the coronation.
Buckingham Palace says Prince Harry is to attend his father's coronation, but his wife Meghan will stay at home in California with the couple's children. It'll be the first time that the Duke of Sussex has been seen with the royal family since his memoir was published.
Yes, I used to think maybe I will be the king of this town. And I just can't wait till the day that I wear my new crown. Now every time I go to the mailbox, my head is revamped. 'Cause I just can't wait for Camilla to lick my new stamp.
Oh, Camilla. Yes.
I'm getting my crown on. Whoa. I'm getting my crown on. Whoa. I'm getting my crown on. Whoa. And don't you feel good?
Oh, thank you, Mommy.
Hey. And don't it feel good?
Yes, it does.
All right now. I used to think maybe I'm too old and this wouldn't come true.
Beat you to it, William.
But I'm heading to Westminster Abbey, a church with a view.
Everything the light touches is mine now.
Now Harry is back for the weekend 'cause Meghan won't fly. No, no, no. I said, Harry, your seat in the church is not good, I won't lie.
Can you hear me back there, Harry?
I'm getting my crown on, whoa. I'm getting my crown on, whoa. I'm getting my crown on, whoa. And don't it feel good? Hey! All right now, and don't it feel good? I'm finally king.
Oh, well, what a song, King Charles.
That is.
Oh,
he will be, I tell you what, walking on sunshine if that takes off.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Yes, good morning, Robert.
Morning,
I'll
Patrick.
Play it. I'll play it.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Oh, there are approved plans for a house in Keaton in Victoria, and I want these plans because it's based on a Star Wars light cruiser. Have you seen the pictures?
Yes, I saw it this morning.
It dead set looks.
Yeah, I know.
It is a Star Wars light cruiser. It's got the engines on the back of this cruiser. There's three of them lined up. They're water tanks.
Yeah.
So, hey.
Yeah, I know.
And it's actually got in the hallway, it's got a real live Boeing 747 engine that is
part of
the design.
Have they built it yet? Or is that just
No,
is that just design?
Hasn't been built. That's the design. Okay. But he's bought this block of land specifically. It's got no trees on it, so it wants to be like a moonscape. It's got a little creek going through it. This house is going to be built over the top of it. And I want it. It's
is his name George Lucas?
It's a 5-bedroom home.
Is it the I'm just asking.
He's selling the property and the plans.
Luke Skywalker, is that his name? He's selling the which numbnuts would buy it?
Look at the lounge room. It's it full on looks like you're inside a spaceship.
Okay, brilliant.
That would be really good.
Yeah,
it's quite modern.
Okay.
Anyway, that's enough.
Okay. Gwyneth Paltrow is taking a trip down memory lane, sharing details about her exes, Ben Affleck and Brad Pitt, and their bedroom skills. But of course, she was married with Chris Martin as well.
Hang on.
Yeah. So she told Call Her Daddy listeners on Thursday episode that both actors were good kissers when they dated. And then, No. She said, who was better in bed? Right. So she said, Paltrow said, Brad was like sort of major chemistry, love of your life, kind of.
Well, that's just to get everyone hot under the collar.
Yeah. Then Ben was technically excellent, as what my wife wrote in the diary about someone.
Yeah,
but then. Then she was asked to play. Have you ever played that game? Where's that swear on to? God, I hope it's here. Marry, kill. Have you ever played that?
Oh, yeah. There's banish, three words, and the first word you bleeped out.
Yeah, that. Marry.
Something.
Well,
marry.
It should be banish, not kill.
Banish, yeah.
Anyway, so she said she would go again with Bradley.
Yeah.
Marry Ben. Sorry, yeah. Marry Chris Martin.
Yeah.
So have a guess what Ben Affleck.
Ben gets the.
Banish. Oh. Not good news. Not good news, hey. Bit sad, really, when you think about it.
Do you reckon Ben really cares?
Couldn't give a rat's, Robert. Couldn't give a rat's.
Because he's rich.
Yeah, exactly. And money solves all problems. Don't let anyone tell you it doesn't.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
The Central Coast Waves Basketball Association was back in April. had to shut its doors to its courts at Niagara Park Stadium and suspend all trading, leaving hundreds and hundreds of domestic and representative players blindsided. Well, there's some bloody good news from Waves Basketball. We've got Amanda Bolton with us. Good morning, Amanda.
Hey, Amanda.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Now, I know, are you excited today?
Oh, yesterday was such a happy day, Patty. It was just the best. After 6 weeks of hard work and effort, we just got the best news that Wyong Leagues Group are willing to come on board and throw all their support behind the Central Coast Waves and basically save community basketball out of Niagara Park. So all programs from minis right through to our adult competitions and development programs will be back and running, and we just, it was the best day ever.
And wow. That involves a lot of families and kids, doesn't it?
It does. It does. There's so many. And, you know, right from the little ones right up to the adults, you know, there's such a variety, you know, but they're willing to put everything behind us. They have been amazing. They've shown how passionate they are to the community and to getting everyone back on the court. And I'm just so grateful. They've been amazing. And it's such an exciting outcome from what's been a really difficult sort of 6 weeks.
It's a big financial commitment from the Wyong Leagues Group to support the community, which they do a lot.
It's huge. They're very passionate community, caring for the whole of the coast. And I think that they've not, you know, the Leagues Group, they want to show their interest in basketball and you know, down the southern end of the coast as well. But yeah, it's honestly, we were so excited yesterday. Tears of joy. You know, I just want to say a massive thank you to the Wyong Leagues Group and how much and how beautiful they've been and caring through this process. Central Coast Council and Niagara Park Stadium, they've also been so patient and kind. And, you know, to my best mate through all this was Matt Smith. We couldn't have got here without him either. He's been just such a commanding person. And yeah, all of our supporters back over at Niagara, they're just going to be overjoyed this morning. They'll be waiting with bated breath to hear.
So basketball's back, baby.
Basketball is back, baby. Yes, there will be a launch happening. Everyone needs to keep an eye out and watch the space. There will be programs. There'll be information coming out. There's still a few boxes that's got to be ticked off over the next week or so.
Yep.
But there'll be information coming out about a launch, which we hope you guys can be at.
For sure.
And, yeah, everyone needs to look out for the announcements of programs, competitions, everything.
That is really good news, Amanda. Well done. And to Benny, Pete and Gina, all the team, Wyong Leagues Group, well done. Basketball is back on
Paddy
the Central
loves
Coast.
A launch.
Oh, I'd attend anything, Amanda.
as long as you feed him.
So
all he wants is food.
Food and a drink and I'm there, Amanda.
I'm sure we can organise that. So thank you, guys. Thank you, Wyong. Thank you, everyone that's helped out. There's been so many people and I'm eternally grateful.
Oh, Amanda Bolton from Waves Basketball. Well done, Amanda.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Paddy and Rob Palmer's Weekly Rewind on 107.7 Triple M.
It's magic round in the NRL, and we found out Rob waterproofed Suncorp Stadium.
So you don't get water through cracks in concrete and rusted steel. And it's about, you know, maintaining the integrity of the building, Gerard.
Oh, you maintaining the integrity of anything is laughable, pal.
The Central Coast was in the national spotlight after a female crocodile was found in the backyard of a home in Yumina. Billy Collette from the Australian Reptile Park rescued the one-metre reptile.
Hey, how you going, fellas?
Good, not too bad. Can we get your autograph too, buddy? What TV stations you been on this morning? Channel 7?
All of them.
Channel 9?
Yeah, 7 and 9, I think. Sunrise and Today Show.
Yeah, okay. Have you got your own agent now? I know we have to go through an agent just to talk to you.
Yeah, it's a bit like that.
Yeah, don't get up yourself, Billy, don't you?
No.
I know you won't.
The once acting general manager called about the wayward crocodile.
If you've gone on the drink Saturday night, got up Sunday morning and looked out the window, I just seen a crocodile. Then you'd say, where's the dog?
What would you have done once acting GM?
Well,
I tell you, I'd be walking around in a new pair of Crocs today. That's for sure. Yeah. Then I would have washed my underpants.
Rob had to apologise for his bad yo mama jokes. And so he should.
Chloe sent one, your mama's so fat, not even Dora can explore her.
See, that's funny, Chloe. That's funny.
Oh, you are jokest against me. Your mama's so stupid. When I said drinks on the house, she went and got a ladder.
Thank God hairdresser to the stars Ronaldo brought back normality to the show.
If you want the gossip of who is doing what between the sheets of the Central Coast, become an Uber driver.
Yeah.
If you want to spread that gossip, become a hairdresser. It's a win-win, darling. Oh.
Always thought this. Paddy has way too much time on his hands.
Well, migration underway.
I love the whales.
One more being seen. 40,000 humpback whales make migration. Yeah,
that
I counted them.
Lot.
Yeah, I counted them last year.
Did you?
Yeah, I just sat on the skillion.
Yeah. One, two.
You probably missed a few.
I did, yeah. So that was just an estimate. That was a guesstimate, 40,000. But that's what they say.
Good on ya.
Yeah, no problems. That's what I do.
Mocha thought it was a great idea to buy something from a TV infomercial.
Well, you know, like my food, mate, so I brought a non-stick fry pan.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't like spending money just like you do. Did the four easy payments, but by the time I got to the four payment, the non-stick fry pan wasn't non-stick.
Early this week, the surf on the Central Coast was pumping, cowabunga dudes, as reported by Frothing Phil.
Oh, yes.
The swimmers are swimming, the birds are chirping, the surfers are surfing. The surfers are surfing. It's going off.
All I'm glad is my friend Scott Puller isn't down there.
What did Scott do?
Oh, good on your dad. Rob took his kids to Luna Park.
Yeah.
You know you're getting old when I got on the first thing we did was, you know, we went in and got on those chairs that go round and round, the chairs on the chains.
Oh, yeah, what do they call them?
Don't know.
Chairs on chains.
Did Triple M listeners know what the ride at Luna Park actually was?
We've got Ray from Gosford. The chairs on chains, Ray, what are they called?
They're called the flying chairs.
They are not called the flying chairs. That was stupid, Ray.
Why did you feel that you needed to tell us that?
And finally, Lego Masters is winding up. Would Brickman have cried when he heard this story?
Lego has weighed into the inclusivity debate with the release of its new gender-neutral range of toys.
What?
Yeah.
Lego?
Yeah. I thought it was...
Legos.
I thought it was always...
It's plastic. I've never seen a donger on a Lego figure in my life.
Or Hooters.
Either way.
I don't know.
And so, even if they were, it doesn't matter.
You just build things. Just build things. I just wish they could make soft edges. That's what they should focus on.
Lego round bricks.
And that was Paddy and Rob Palmer's Weekly Rewind on 107.7 Triple M. If you want to hear more from the boys, search Paddy and Rob Palmer on the free Listener app. That's LISTNR.